Hello, it's the 15th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford residents have voiced concerns regarding the reduction in footfall within Bedford's town centre following the recent regeneration announcements. Plans were unveiled to upgrade the area of Midland Road from the train station up through Greyfriars that would address visual blight, parking and safety issues. In addition, successful renovation efforts along the embankment, which includes Bedford's Riverside project, would need to be completed with greater pedestrian access from St Paul's Square. Councillors are hoping that these enhancements will prevent retail establishments from abandoning the centre of town in favour of retail parks on the outskirts. The Shefford and Stotfold Children's Centre Tea Club has been providing a number of vulnerable families with free hot meals since the beginning of the year. The group, which hopes to lessen the negative effects of the rises in cost of living, is supported through donations. The National Education Union, which represents a number of teachers in Luton, will participate in 48 hours of strike action beginning today. The branch secretary for NEU Luton, David Mingay, apologetically said that this was not a decision they have taken lightly. He added, "We want well-funded schools and education staff that are paid properly. We will continue to urge the government to turn this into reality." Former Bedford Mark Rutherford student Alex Goulding has achieved the Guinness World Record for the most consecutive double high-five push-ups. The event was recorded on Italy's Mediaset Infinity channel. This represents the Mental and Physical Health Advocate's 12th world record. That's all from me today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.